We can look at Brother Abdullah's question for a moment, and he said the method of standing in prayer between a man and a woman. Actually, he, at the very end of his question, he mentioned sitting and the different actions in Salah.
Yeah. As I studied the Hanafi madhab since my childhood, I was always wondering why our fiqh teacher was teaching us that in Hanafi, for men, they put the hands, they place the right on the left beneath the navel, while for women, they put it on top of their chest. Why? What is the difference? I never knew the difference. Then, yes, in Hanafi madhab, there are differences. Not necessarily that that is attributed to Imam Abu Hanifa himself, but you know, many people, many disciples, many students have their input in the Hanafi madhab, and people would simply say, this is Abu Hanifa said so and so, and this is not necessarily true. And alhamdulillah, shukrillah, that the fruit of studying comparative fiqh, it would take you out of prejudice into the truth. All of us and our teachers and our imams and great imams, the four founders of schools of thoughts, were seekers of the truth. We're all looking for wisdom. We're all looking for the truth. Whether I find it with the Shafi'i, with Malik, or Abu Hanifa, or any, as long as it is the truth, I should adopt it. Brothers and sisters, the best reference that you can use in order to offer your prayer properly is the description of the prayer by Sheikh Muhammad Nasiruddin Albani. May Allah have mercy on him. Why? Because this scholar dedicated his life to verify the authenticity of the statements which have been attributed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So did he excel in this field more than Abu Hanifa or Shafi'i? Yes. More than Ahmad and others? Yes. So that's his field. So when he verified the hadith, he compiled whatever is most sound with regards to, for instance, how to offer the prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli." And this is one of the reasons why I filmed and I recorded the program of the Prophet's prayer, in order to learn how to pray exactly as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray. So, both men and women in standing is the same, in ruku' is the same, in sujood is the same, except in sujood, while men are recommended, if you're praying in singular, to spread out your arms, apart them away from your body. In the case of women, it is recommended to collect them as means of concealment. Other than that, the prayer is the same. Wallahu a'lam.